Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Clifton with a puck, bumps it back to the net. 2 seconds remaining in this one as the Bruins shoot it down the length of the ice. And the horn sounds here in Raleigh. Vinny Trocheck with a huge goal and an assist in the third period. Antti Raanta stops 35 of 36. And in his first playoff start, picks up a huge victory. Your final in game one. Hurricanes 5 and the Bruins 1.
Well, the city of Boston is 0 for May at this point. 0 for. Bruins lose last night. Down 0-1 in their series against the Hurricanes. Your thoughts, though?
Yesterday I said, what, it's going to go 7? It's not going 7. They'll win one at home, right? They got to win one at home. Amazing what one night does, huh? Excuse me, Mr. Hockey?
I said maybe.
T-Blade's going with a sweep now for Carolina.
You think they might get swept?
What have they done to tell me otherwise?
It felt like you got tooled with all night. Now, I know the place was amped up and that place was juiced, but you look at their bench. You look at Carolina's bench and you look at the reactions during breaks in play. You know, they're just smiling, winking at each other. It's like they're toying with you. You have nothing from your first line. Sit here and talk all you want about the goalies. You got pushed around last night, too. I mean, there were a lot of good hits in that game. And you heard it. Oh, this is what playoff hockey is. You drop the shoulder.
All right, let me ask you, was the game closer than the score says it is?
No, because there's a lot of people that believe that, and I don't.
It was closer than the score would tell you. It is. First of all, one of the goals is an empty netter.
Does it feel like the Bruins got their ass kicked last night?
No, it doesn't feel like they got their ass kicked, but I think at this time of year, the slimmest of margins can decide an entire series. You could play 4 games like this where you create, as they did early last night, plenty of opportunities, plenty of scoring chances. But if you can't get that puck to the back of the net, or you're not committed to getting out in front and scoring some of those more physical goals at times, then maybe you end up on the wrong side of it.
It had that feeling the way Game 7 had against the Blues a couple of years back once St. Louis got the first goal. That's how it felt like when they scored the second goal at the end of the second.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
Yeah, but see, our building went flat. Like, their building exploded. Maybe that's what I'm reading it. Like, I got too caught up in, like, holy crap, this is a buzz nest.
I think that plays a part. I mean, that crowd was definitely into it. But 2-0 at the end of the second. And, I think Jaffe and the guys said as much during that second intermission. It's like, yeah. You know, maybe Dale has said something like a 1-goal game. You think 2-goal game after 2, it feels a lot different. And it's it did.
Well, also when you're on the road, you've got to score. I don't know. I always feel like to give yourself the best chance, you've got to score at some point in the first period.
Yeah,
like,
to take the crowd.
Yeah, you got to do that.
That dangerous 2-goal lead does not translate on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, this does not feel like the Bruins got them right where they want them.
No. I would agree with that. And the thing was, last night the Bruins had all those shots and opportunities early, and they didn't take advantage of any of them. It just felt like a wasted opportunity in the first period. The way they came out, they had chances, they made chances, and they couldn't convert. And here we are again.
It was
the
crazy.
The Bruins can't find a way to score, and the better goaltender played for the Hurricanes last night. hate to say it, but there was a lot of talk about how it was going to be a big break with Anderson out and a backup goalie. And
well, that
yeah,
kid,
well, well they had a better goalie last night.
That killed Carolina, didn't it?
Didn't kill them. Did not kill them. How's the power play look, by the way?
Not good. I mean, even strength doesn't even really look that great. Like, they've kicked your ass all year, 5-on-5. It's like, what, 16 to 1? What the hell are the numbers, 19 to 1? It's not good. It's a bad matchup.
I tweeted it last night. I said, can we start declining the penalties?
No kidding. Oof. I don't know. Just I felt like you got your ass kicked last night. Now.
I didn't feel that way.
Okay. Zoe feels they get smoked.
I got caught up
in it. T-Bone's got them getting swept now.
Jesus.
Wow.
I didn't even say that.
Wow.
But, I mean, you can come back here and get this place rocking and get a couple. Like, I don't know. The series isn't dead.
I've been the guy that's been down on this team the most this year on this show, and even I don't even feel that down today.
Yeah, you even love the Patriots draft. Look at you. I mean, you're like Mr. Positive.
I'm a glass half full type of guy.
I wasn't here yesterday. What'd you think of the Patriots draft? Good, bad,
know.
Or middle?
I said, I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't pick
no,
a side.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
You sat here for how many months now as we prepared for the draft, and I said, what do you think? You asked me, what's going to happen? So I said, they're going to trade out. I'm preparing myself for them to trade out of 21, and they're going to take an alignment. Oh. And that's what they did.
Okay.
They got a starter in alignment.
So is that good or bad?
I guess it's good because you lost a starting lineman and you replaced it with a starting lineman at a cheaper cost, so that's probably pretty good. And you got some fast guys that I don't know if they can play. Here we go.
Great.
We'll find out. I don't know, Hardy. I don't know what to make of it.
I really don't. Hopefully by the time minicamp begins.
Like, I'm going to sit here and pretend I knew all the names of all these kids that were coming out of college, which I didn't, or watch college football. Like, all these people around here. So angry. This guy was sitting here. Did you? Were you pumping this guy's name a week ago? Mr. Draft Boy. Okay. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I knew who the hell they took.
All right.
That's all.
All right.
Boy, what a weekend sports here.
Right? I don't feel like they got their ass kicked. I thought it was a hard-fought game. That first period was fantastic. That's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And even a one goal. Okay. Score the first. Still feeling good. When they go up 2-0 at the end of the second, that's when you get that sinking feeling in your stomach. And yeah,
you pull goalies.
5-1. That wasn't a real 5-1 right. game. It was a 2-0 game.
It was the same deal, though. It was the late goal in the period.
Yes.
I thought it was going to happen in the first period.
You haven't been seeing that happen around.
And as much as I wanted to blame Allmark for it, all that traffic in front of the net, how do you see that? I don't know.
Now, there's two. I don't think you could really say, okay, yeah, pull him. Put the other kid in. He's just not seeing the puck. I'm with you. Like, the one puck was sort of just wobbling around and on a move. I don't know how he's supposed to get the one. His head ducking under one. We actually try to, I think, extend the head.
Bad one was off the back. The backhanded shot that went off the...
Yeah.
If that's Tuukka, what are we saying?
But in back off his helmet. I don't even think he's expecting a shot to be taken there, but that's what you do as an NHL goalie. You always expect the puck to be coming toward you, and if not, where's it going to be next?
Did you watch Cassidy's postgame at all last night?
I did not.
So... A good deal of the questions, a good number of them from the guys who cover the team were about the goaltending situation. Do you have some of that, T-Bone? That they kept asking about it.
Did you gotten more from Allmark, or you feel it was more defensive liabilities?
Well, you need the saves at the end when you're not scoring. I mean, let's call it what it is. The 2-on-1's a great play by them. They executed it again. You know, you don't want to be in that position, so it's a great shot. The last goal, would it have mattered? He's short side. He's going to tell you it's not a great goal to give up, but by then it's 4-1, so we're not going to put anything on Allmark. Whatever goal is in there for us, you got to fight to find pucks in the series. And I thought it's the same at the other end early on. Ranta was fighting to find them. There were some rebounds there. We didn't capitalize, so it could have went the other way if some of those have eyes early on, but they didn't. Give them credit. That's how they play. And we'll have to do a better job in lanes and Linus, and we'll have to work harder to find it as well. That's just the hand he's going to be dealt. They got some big bodies that camp themselves out front, so that's going to be the challenge for any goalie.
You plan to go back to the Allmark reunion?
We'll let you know tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not faulting our goaltender for this. We had some opportunities we need to finish as well, like they did.
With all due respect. I'm still really. Yeah. Gonna criticize you, but not criticize you. not going to put it all on him, but whatever goalie's in there.
The saves you know at tomorrow. The end when you're trying to score.
Well, you didn't score.
He made some big saves when it was a 0-0 game.
He's saying you got to keep it closer at the end given the game situation, but I don't think he's at all considering a goalie change.
I thought
that he tipped his hand when he first, it was the first answer there when he said that's going to be the challenge for Linus.
Or
that seems to indicate he's going to continue to play.
Yeah.
And then when he gets directly asked, he said, well, I'll let you know tomorrow. So I don't know that it does right now. You're not going to win a lot of games scoring.
But another thing, too, like, do you want to put the kid in that environment or wait till you get home if there's an issue? Or you think there's an issue. Or if this is, hey, we might play both guys.
Was Allmark so bad that you think he deserves to get yanked already? I don't think so.
No.
It's his second loss in his last 10 games.
Yeah. I don't look at his night and say he was the reason why they lost. But that's why I bring up the post game. I was surprised at how much conversation there was and how many questions there were about the goaltending situation.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they're going to make a switch now, but this is the situation they're in with not having someone as established as Tuukka. This is new territory for them because they're in sort of a different spot now where 2-3 months ago, you had no idea who would be. 3 months ago, you probably wouldn't have said that Omark would be your starting goalie in the playoffs. You wouldn't have been saying that. You would have said, what happened to Swayman? Did he get hurt? Did he get what happened to him? So I don't think that's in store for game two, but the Bruins got to capitalize early on some of those chances that they had last night. They can't let that happen again. Cannot let it happen.
No finishers.
And where's Marchand? What happened to him? What's going on? Is he hurt? Is he hurt? He's got to be hurt. He doesn't look right. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on that? Thoughts on Patrice Bergeron's night? A lot was being made on the broadcast of him not being his typical self in the faceoff circle. So if you want to talk about that, where this team is going in this series, does game one have you worried that they can't survive the first round against Carolina? That's certainly the case for at least a couple of us here this morning. For Zoe and for T-Bone, very down on the bees. Down on the bees.
I get caught up in the game. You know.
Not a lot of faith.
Initial reaction. Give me another game.
617-779-0985. Your calls on the Bruins game one last night. We'll do it next.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com. To schedule today.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
And Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know where you're going with that. That if you have the lead on, it's an easier game for us. If we get the lead, they play better when they have it. They're made for that. They check well. Opens them up a little bit if they're behind. So could have been an impact in the game for sure if we finish. We didn't. So, but it wasn't from lack of effort. We were ready to play. We just couldn't put anything in the net early on.
Bennett. 617-779-0985. Let's go to your calls on the Bees last night. Losing 5-1 in game one. Played well in stretches, but not enough. Need to convert on some of their scoring chances, and they couldn't do it. Tyler's in Manchester. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I just want to talk about the Bruins real quick. Last night, Linus Omark in game one, he was okay. He was like all over the ice, though. I need to know, what do you guys think?
About what?
About,
yeah.
Okay.
The Bruins, discuss.
All right, who's the hockey team?
All right, who's the best Bruins skater last night on the ice? Let's ask that question.
I don't know. I don't know who deserves that.
Like Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall was very good.
Was everybody else just that bad?
No, I don't think everyone else was that bad.
They're they're that much more fat. They're that faster than you. That team, like they looked like they were getting skated around. Like there were times that I know he had a couple long shifts with McAvoy and
McAvoy
and the Swede back there, but like that's why they were tired. I mean,
McAvoy was going around like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, but he was one of those goals got scored. I think McAvoy and Lindholm were out there. I think maybe breaks it for like a minute 23 or something. That's a long shift at the end of the shift when they're kind of gassed, and that's got to play into the guys kind of, you know,
yeah,
putting down tent stakes in front of Allmark last night. It's like, all right, I can skate around, but do you still have the legs and the lungs to move guys off their spot when they're, you know, setting up camp in the slot in front of your goalie? So that kind of explains it. But
Taylor Hall had the goal, and Taylor Hall had a opportunity to tie it up. He almost did.
Clang the post.
I know. And so that would have been 2-2 at that point. I think the entire game would have looked a lot different at 2-2. But I would give him. That's why I think he was speaking last night at the podium. I think he was their best player on the ice last night, which is encouraging. That to me is a good sign. Because again, what's going on with Marchand? Shaggy's in the car. He's got a positive take on the Bruins. He had a very negative take on the Celtics yesterday. What do you have for us?
All right.
Boys, I'm thinking of Raffy. Wrong caller, but go ahead, Shaggy.
All right. Bertrand, I'm the same as you. I'm half glass. Let's keep it simple here. So you got Bergie, you got Bergie with five shots on net. You had Halsey doing his job. And also, you got Nosek, you got guys, but the most important thing is you just took the words out of my mouth. That would have been a 2-1, 2-2 game off the post. The most important thing, and Bill, pay attention, you know this, when you're on the road, no family atmosphere, no people, get to work, boys, have a good morning skate today, let's get it done tomorrow, let's win a 2-1, let's steal a 3-1 game, come back to Beantown and see what happens.
Beantown.
I saw some guy in Brookline yesterday, I don't know who he was, some guy named Hardy. So he'll take off on that. Boys, have a good week.
If you saw me and didn't say hello, we're in a fight.
No. I went off on 13. You're off on 6. You're on the other side of the spectrum. I don't want to bother you.
I switched groups. I went off on 15.
Well, I didn't know the switch up. I didn't get the sheet. I just have to go to my guys.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Say hello next time, Shaggy. Good grief.
I thought this was a business trip. I didn't know you were going.
Yeah. When you were playing Brookline, did you look around and say, how's that guy playing? Like, I know if you're covering the event, you get your chance to play. Like, we've seen a couple videos out there. Like, what's this guy doing out there? Without giving names. I mean.
No, you know, it's the most self-absorbing sport in the world. Like, I care. Rochie played well for a stretch.
I heard he played really well, and then you brought it up to him, and then he just went in a can.
Jeremy Reiner was not too far away from us, the meteorologist.
Weather
guy? You know Jeremy? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he was around, but I saw, you know, it's like, who cares? I'm concerned about
me. It's an interesting crowd that is covering the U.S. Open.
He's got to be like a meteorologist, like associate of the USGA, something like that.
Sure, yeah. Volan was out there teeing it up.
Gee, what's a football writer doing out there?
No, but he covers golf. Everywhere. He covers golf for the Globe.
It's a good gig. Sure.
As does Jim McBride.
McBride's covered golf for a long time,
McBride has covered golf for a long time.
He was doing that before he ever covered the Pats, I think.
Tom Giles?
We should have said we were cutting
golf. Giles need to be there?
No, he doesn't need to be there.
That's my question. Like, okay, some interesting characters out there. Did they feed you?
Does Butchie need to be there?
No!
Stearns?
What the hell's Butch doing there?
Which station is the open on? Is it still Fox?
NBC.
Oh, it's NBC now.
Yeah.
Nah, Butchie doesn't need to be there.
Again, questionable guy.
It was Fox for a time, right?
Yeah.
Fox was calling it.
Fox made this big pitch. We're going to take the U.S. Open, and we're going to make it as big as any sporting event ever. It's going to be like the Super Bowl. It should be.
That didn't work.
Well, when they did, it was like, it's kind of a golf tournament on TV. It's, you know, they did some cool stuff. They did a fine job with it.
No, but they did. People who watch golf will watch it.
With Steve Burton, you're
never going to make it into something it isn't. Like the Masters, you're never going to do that.
It was the year it's when Dustin Johnson was trying to win them all.
It's a 1-2 punch. The Masters goes first. It's got the benefit of being at the same place people know at the U.S. Open. You know, it's probably a step behind in terms of, like, you know, the people that pay attention to it. But I think that was Fox's pitch. It's like, oh, we're going to overtake.
Excellent
the
graphic on the simulcast. Nice work, Fowler.
Yeah.
I need to be.
That's some poor taste.
Was Steve Burton there?
No, that's the reason
that's
why.
The shocker,
that's the upset of the day.
That's the reason why I played with Rochie. He was supposed to play with Steve, and so I took. I didn't do it. Someone swapped me out of the group I was with, and I ended up playing with Rochie.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was
very
it was
nice.
Wonderful.
Good company.
Oh, no swearing.
Oh, shucks. He's so mean.
It's a bad shuck. He's
the nicest guy. Everyone loves Rochie. He's a sneaky, sneaky, I don't want to say prick.
He's an assassin.
He is. Oh, my, I kill you with kindness.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Drop dead from it. Dante's in the car. Hey, Dante.
Hey, Charles, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm no reason to panic about the
Bruins. Okay. Thanks for the call. Luis and...
Jesus Christ. We're off to a flying start.
What a show.
Mark in Andover. Mark, we'll try you.
Top those three calls.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's been about a year since I've called in, but either way, I'm back in business now. But I wanted to talk about the draft. So I had to ask you in one word. Like, what would you summarize the Patriots draft?
That's a good question, Zoe. How would you summarize the Patriots draft in a word?
Meh.
And that indicates not good.
I mean, I don't know.
That means unimpressed.
I'm not Ted Johnson. What do you think is a really good draft? I credit to Ted. I mean, shoot, then you know these kids better than I do. I think you filled a need with the first pick. Other than that, I don't know. Don't know. I'm still waiting on kids drafted in the second round from 2 years ago to see them in action.
Are you hearing this, Louth, by the way? Is Louth hearing this right now? He often criticized me for saying I did not want to grade out draft picks in terms of the player themselves. I'll at least grade the strategy and the approach, always. I'll give you the take on that, always. The approach, great, terrible?
The approach was fine because it was a weak
fine.
It was a weak draft. If it's a weak draft, then you're not trading up. You trade back. That's what you do in a weak draft. You acquire more picks.
Luis in the car on the Bruins power play. Luis.
Hey, what's up, boys? Good morning.
Good.
I want to bring you guys back to a specific point last night in the game. Third period, we're down 3-1 in the power play. We look so horrible. We couldn't get the puck past the neutral zone. And I'm looking at him like, what is going on? Carolina put up the most hits they had all year last night against us. We just look outmatched. So I want to leave it there. You know, just listen to you guys. I'm very concerned about the rest of the series.
Four of your six defensemen had no hits. The other two guys had three each. I mean, that's a concern going into the thing. You're worried about, you know, the back end, your defense. How are they going to look? I thought McAvoy was flying around trying to hit people. I know he got lit up in that midsection on one of those hits along the boards.
God,
I don't know how he got up from it.
Everybody was,
but that like woke him up.
Into each other in that first period. And
how are they going to keep this pace?
You expect things to get clogged up in the middle of the ice in a playoff series. That, you know, I think we're kind of used to that by now. But you know, what team is going to find that, you know, that speed through the neutral zone? Right, it's one of those hockey cliches. But the transition game out of our own end, and Carolina seemed to be able to do it a little more frequently last night than the Bruins did. I think that's the nice way of saying it.
Yeah. They had the ability to create that 2-on-1. You didn't throughout the whole game. They made you pay. You know, next time you got to find a way to stop it. I don't know. So
617-779-0985. We're talking Bruins. We'll keep taking your calls on that. Tonight is game 2 Celtics Bucks, and Marcus Smart is officially questionable for that game. What does it mean for the Celtics? We'll get into that coming up next. Here are the headlines.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sore. You got a pretty bad quad contusion. Got hit twice, I think, during the game, and tough guy that's going to try to play through things, and we'll get him some treatment today and see how he feels tomorrow, but he'll be listed as questionable.
Marcus Smart, as you just heard, listed as questionable for tonight's game two. That's a problem. That's an issue. And I don't think he's going to sit out the game. I don't think he's going to miss the game. It's just a matter of what percentage is he playing at.
Yeah.
That to me is a question. If it's more than just pain tolerance, as Ime Udoka makes it out to be, as he said, that's what he said. It's more than just pain tolerance. You're talking about stiffness and tightness and not being able to move well, and that's a bad sign for the Celtics.
Yeah, pain tolerance is like, okay, I got a sore muscle. It tells you there's more into it than what's going on. And for that guy and the way his game, you know, his whole game's predicated on, you know, effort and diving and cutting and, you know, just being the energy guy. There's, you know, one of the three guys that just can't get nicked in this series is him, Jaylen Brown, and Tatum. And you already got one nicked up.
But so. It's about the quad. It's not even about the shoulder that right. looked like, you know, man, it popped out. They put that thing back in.
Yeah, Mel Gibson did.
Maybe.
Ran into a wall. Run in the wall.
But that's not the issue. The issue is this quad injury that he suffered. And, well, we'll see what he looks like tonight. I think he'll play. I think he'll try and give it a go. I think he'll probably shoot it up, right? Try and...
I don't know how much you can shoot that up.
That's though. What I mean. Like
you got to be able to... Because you got to be able to control it. It's one thing to say, hey, we're going to shoot the ankle up, but we're going to tape it like a boot. You know, and it's almost pretty much cast it.
Right. So if all of a sudden you shoot it up and you're feeling less pain,
you don't normally shoot quads up.
You got a dead leg, then what the hell?
But you don't normally shoot a quad up. You know, I mean,
you can shoot anything up if you do it right.
Okay.
What?
No, that's good. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Just numb it up. I don't know. Give him Toradol. Try Toradol.
That's your go-to.
Yep.
Toradol.
Yep. Just give him a fine-tune. Hit it. It's a tuning fork for 3 hours.
It worked for Zoe in one season in Miami. It's going to work for him for the rest of his life.
Have you ever taken Toradol before?
I never have.
I have.
My 10th year.
It's like, it doesn't do anything.
That's the benefit of it. That's not supposed to
take enough.
Hey, man, we're here and it's good. We're feeling good. It's like massive amounts of Advil to make you feel.
That's all it is. You can chew Advil like Tic Tacs and get the same thing.
No, huh?
I mean, it takes away pain, but it's not like this miracle drug that you've made it out to be.
I'll tell you
years.
What, 2 hours after the game, when you stand around on the sideline for 3 hours, you need anything you can get.
Well, they were giving
it just sucks the life out of your
see
back.
That. They were giving so much of the Toradol to the Red Sox pitchers, they started developing ulcers.
Yeah. I had that from Napperson, too. I developed
same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, yeah. Sir. That's what those are.
Yeah.
Arthur's in Newton. What do you got, Arthur?
Hey, you guys. I think that it was a big issue for us when Taylor Hall, when he missed that shot, that third goal, he missed the shot wide, high left, and then he skated behind the net. What he should have done is come to the high slot, right? So when that far side defenseman pinched, they got totally screwed over there because they had nobody back, and that's why it was an odd man rush. I think that Taylor Hall actually caused that third goal by his lazy play.
Interesting.
What do you mean? The lead to the 2-on-1, right? again. What's he talking about?
No, he's talking about going the other way.
Okay.
That he was what set up the odd man rush going the other way to make it 3-1, is what he's saying. So how could we possibly say he was the best player on the ice? Well, they did lose 5-1. So factor that into the who was the best on the ice last night.
True.
Back to the Celtics for a minute, if we could. How much more pressure is now on Tatum and Brown if Marcus Smart is half of what he should be tonight or very limited in his minutes in this game? And is there any excuse for the Celtics, given that the Bucks already don't have Chris Middleton in this series?
I would put more pressure on Brown. And I'd say that just based on, you know, the outcome of game one and how he looked in game one. Like, he's got to be a lot better in game two. I expect Tatum to be better. Brown's got to really elevate his game tonight. More pressure, I think, would be on Brown.
Brown sucked in game one. Tatum had issues fighting through it and felt like he couldn't handle
Tatum the
physicality
he had
of the Bucks. He just,
yeah.
He was not the same player that he was in the previous series.
Yeah, he was sort of like, you know, chest out in that Brooklyn series and maybe want to prove something to Durant, Kyrie. I don't, he just doesn't look like he has the same confidence he did in the first series. And Brown did not look good in game one of this one, of the Bucks series. So I'd say Brown, all the pressure's on Brown. Let's go play well tonight.
And are they going to shoot 53s again?
I know they hate taking those twos, but twos do count in the NBA. 2 points do count. Don't always have to take that three. Bucks are saying, go ahead, hit it. You guys just can't hit the twos.
They're not afraid of it. They just can't do it.
That's another problem. Yeah.
There is something to be said, though, that if the Celtics get hot shooting, that they can beat the Bucks by taking what they're being given.
Yes.
And with Marcus Smart out, are they more likely to do that? Are they more likely to say, we'll have a better night shooting and we'll win that way?
Well, we'll have a better night shooting and we're not going to have as much defense, so we're going to need to score more. And if they have a good night shooting, and shooting threes, though, as much as it might piss you off, that's a formula.
Well, and they're not going to rebound and get back on defense as soon as possible. Is that
so? If they lose 101-89, if they want to win, they got to win 125-120.
Or I was going to say, or 116-115.
Yeah, whatever.
You know?
Yeah,
whatever it might be.
You might have to let them score more, but you're obviously going to have to score a bunch more yourself. The shooting has to be so much better. That's the thing, that the fourth quarter alone in that Celtics game is enough to make me real nervous for the rest of the series. You know, if not to go comparing sports, but you can't take one period from the Bruins game last night and say, that's why I feel badly about them. If you look at one quarter from game one between the Bucks and the Celtics, it's the fourth quarter when it just looked like two teams that didn't have any business playing each other. That was the scary 12 minutes for me out of these two games. So,
well, the other thing is not being able to make up any of the ground when Giannis is off the floor.
Huh. That's a problem.
Like, if that's not going to change, then they don't have a shot in this series. And they're going home soon. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Bruins? Thoughts on the Celtics as they prepare for game two tonight? We'll get to the Patriots coming up in the 11 o'clock hour as everybody continues to come at Bill Belichick over his draft. That's all on the way.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Zolak. I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand. I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Hub.
1050, you're on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Make sure you get to our website, 985thesportshub.com.
Wow, you look like Nick Caserio's kid.
That's where you can get the latest on the Bruins, on the Celtics, getting ready for game two tonight. And you can always stream us, and that's where you can download our app as well. Thank you for that. What are you saying?
I said he looks like Nick Caserio's kid. I just looked over. Like, wow, Nick Caserio's co-hosting the show in there. Not co-hosting, but co-producing. Does he look like Caserio?
I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Sure, okay. All right.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah. Mark in Medford on the Bruins. What'd you make of last night, Mark?
Well, first off, I want to say that Matt Grizzlick and Nick Foligno need to go on the ninth floor and eat some hot dogs and drink some beer, because that's about as much as they're useful for.
Who are you putting in for?
As useful as boobies on a bowl. And I'm going to stick to what I said yesterday. Separate McAvoy and Lindholm. You can't have the two of them together because you left the other two lines with crap.
You're not going to get the best of Lindholm if you do it. But
I don't think you're getting the best of him right now anyways.
Yeah.
I think he's still hurt.
So go ahead. Break it up. I don't think it's going to look much different. There's just not much after those top two guys. It's still a glaring need on this team.
Hardy, would you break him up?
I would not.
Thank you.
I wouldn't either. I told Mark yesterday I wouldn't do that.
No.
Caroline in Boston. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the first time I've called in. So
oh, boy.
Apologies if I'm not very good with this. But I disagree with the whole Grizzlick thing. I think that he's an excellent player. He had a bad game last night. But what I wanted to call about is, going into this series, I was very worried about Carolina. But I think we outplayed them significantly last night, except for the last, I don't know, like 35 minutes of the game. We just couldn't get any.
Sort of a big chunk of the game, though.
Two periods.
All right. We played half the game. I thought that for the first half of the game, we looked significantly better, and we were holding our own. The only issue is, I mean, we had 11 more shots on net than them. We couldn't bury any pucks. And the issue this entire season has been we can't bury pucks. And Cassidy has talked about how we need to get dirty goals. And we didn't have any of those last night. I think we would have won had one of them gone in.
I think she makes a great point.
I think she should be on a hockey show.
You're going to need more traffic in front of the net, and you're going to need to get to the net more than they do. And they don't commit to it.
One of those scrums in front of the net, if one of those goals goes in and it's a 1-1 game as opposed to a 2-0 game at the end of two, obviously the Bruins have a much better chance. It's that two-goal lead in the playoffs.
Late goal killed them.
Where's the heat chart? You see the heat chart last night? Someone posted it on Twitter. I'm going to have to look for it now.
No, but she's right. That first period, they had the same pace. Same pace in play, same physicality. Like, you're there hanging on them, and I'm like, I don't know how they're going to keep this up. I don't know. And you got worn down, I thought. But Hardy's right. Like, that late second goal, bang, bang, and you're like, oh, that's it. That's it. How are you going to get through this? You know, they're not capable of coming back and scoring three or four on that team.
And as far as Grizzlick goes, I think he's a more than capable regular season player. Does he have that extra gear and that extra something that is needed in the postseason? As play ramps up,
no.
Everything gets more physical. Everything gets more difficult. Standing guys up at the blue line. Is he ready for that? Is he ready to do that? He's going to have to find it, because you saw how Carolina came to play last night.
I mean, it's the same names that I think are easy to criticize that people call in about. But, like, you got to start holding some of the veterans accountable. Like, your top two lines got to get it going. They got to get it going. I mean, I know people are talking about Bergeron last night. You question Marchand. Is he right? Is he hurt? He didn't look the same. We were sitting here talking about Taylor Hall today. That shouldn't happen after game one of a playoff. That's all.
And Hardy, to be more specific on the caller's point about the chances before they scored.
Her name's Caroline.
Caroline. It was the
so,
no.
Didn't
it was,
mean to offend you, so
it was the Nosek chance, and it was the McAvoy chance. Remember when McAvoy came all the way down and he whiffed on it somehow?
Yep.
Yeah,
bury one of those.
Just one.
One off the post.
That's
a bounce.
I'm not worried about depth scoring right now. How about a goal?
A goal.
Singular.
A goal.
A
goal. You watch on Nesson or ESPN last night?
I watch Nesson because I'm used to just turning Nesson on. And, hey, we do broadcasts, you like local calls. I get all that. So you want to hear the local. If Jack and Brick are doing the game, you want to listen to them. And then you see Twitter exploding like, holy crap, ESPN's feed and sound quality so much better than Nesson. So I flipped over and I'm like, wow. All right, I see what you're saying.
It's the same thing every year with Zoe.
No, it was a little more zoomed in pictures. Like, I don't want to get into the details or clarity of it, but we do this.
I completely forgot that we had an option
year.
Last night.
I didn't know either.
I watched Nesson.
I didn't realize.
I didn't watch Nesson. I thought, oh, playoffs. And I'm like, oh, not.
It's always the first round.
I'm like, oh, playoffs.
Right.
No more NBC. Oh, yeah, ESPN. And there it was. And I'm like, okay.
No, it's because when they go, the deeper they go, that's when Jack gets pissed off. And
I just forgot the first round in the NHL is on the local stations still.
Yeah, but you still got to go back the intermissions for Jaffe.
Correct.
I didn't. I wasn't aware that he was even there.
So you
how disappointing.
Even,
yeah, but I'm saying if I did flip over, and I'll check it out in game two, like what the picture is like and everything that Zoe's fawning over today. But you're still going to have to. You're still going to. You're fawning over it.
I went
drooling. Why don't you marry it?
Well, he needs the best possible picture on that little TV of his. You know?
I'm going to go back to BJ.
85-inch TV yeah. From 25 feet away.
It's in the neighbor's house, but, you know,
big room.
Got to be able to get the best possible
view. It's not even his TV. He's looking through the window.
Hey, give me your Wi-Fi again.
What's the Netflix password?
It does. Like, thinks of my Wi-Fi and my neighbors on the other side of the house. Like, what the hell? Stronger signal over there.
When do you start siphoning electricity? When are you just going to run a big orange extension cord over to one of their outdoor outlets?
Would they know? Would they ever know? How would they know?
Well, by tripping over a big orange extension cord going across their yard?
No, you bury it. You bury it, and then I get a piece of that tubing.
Conduit.
Conduit. Yes. Snake it up, and then maybe plug it in, but get a different type of
cover. So it's not going to run an extension cord, Hardy. He's going to actually run power, like, off of their box. He's going to sneak into their house and run it straight to his house.
That's the move. Don't plug anything into the outlet and conduit and bury it. Tap directly into the source.
Yeah. And then run your underground cable.
Send Driscoll over to his place.
Yeah.
We got a guy for that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I'd be up for that.
Sure.
They'd never know.
I'm sure they won't know when their electricity bill doubles. They'll never
know. I'll just tell you the raising rates.
Mark in Georgetown. Hey, Mark.
Community solar.
Guys, what is up? What's going on?
No solar panels.
Yeah, you know, the Bruins, what do you got?
Listen, guys, I think, again, I just tuned into the show. Sorry you guys made this point a little bit earlier. If we put in a couple of those close ones, that trickler across the line, I think Taylor all hit the post, somebody else hit the post, that's a totally different game. Sure. Carolina's like Toronto for me. They don't scare me. Nothing about Carolina scared. Is there a big bad guy in the Hurricanes any one of you guys are worried about? Because there isn't for me. And I think if the Bruins come with consistent physicality through three periods, right?
Yeah, but they didn't.
Felt like you got out hit last night there, Mark. It felt like you got out physical last night.
Right, but that's what I mean when I got to say, like, listen, you got to dig deep and know how you beat this team. They're a little bit quicker than you on their feet. They shoot the puck a little bit better. They got a couple more guys that can kind of put the puck in the net than you
can. Their net presence is much better than yours.
And can they match the Bruins' physicality?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Well,
think
what did
so.
You see last night?
They did last night.
I saw one
your
team
ass.
Play three periods. Hold on, wait a second. I saw one team play three periods and one team play a period and a half. That's the difference, and that's what ends up wearing a team down. And then a couple goals don't go your way, right? You miss a couple of chances, and then the next thing you know, you're like, sheesh, we're down 5-1, and we're just all right on the game too. And you kind of pack it in by the time the third period starts.
I think they. Okay, so I disagree with you in that the Bruins hung it up after a period and a half. I think they're pretty close in terms of physicality, and you just admitted Carolina last night anyway. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'll walk it back a little bit. Last night looked a little faster, a little quicker on their skates.
Didn't you feel a little something after the Hall goal as far as like a comeback?
I felt better, but yeah, so that would...
I mean, 2-1, yeah.
That would lead you to believe they played more than a period and a half.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So I think they were playing. I think they got outplayed last night.
Hits were 48-42, Hurricanes.
They're very close.
Yeah.
Felt like more. But I know that's a hit. Hit's a hit. That's what they get a scorecard for. Yeah.
Headlines here, 90 seconds. We're right back. Hour number two is on the way. Stick around.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.